So, sitting back into an upright, suitable posture. Sinking into a relaxed body. Doing ourselves the favor to release whatever concerns or expectations we might hold in the mind. Totally letting go of distractions and complications. Becoming very simple and at ease. Sinking into this place. Settling your body into a natural state of relaxation and stillness. Becoming fully mindful of the body by letting your awareness spread throughout the body into every single part of your body. Noticing whatever sensations arise. Settling into this present moment, being highly aware. And as we let the breath flow by itself, without intervening or trying to take control, with a sense of delight to find ourselves in these perfect conditions right now, we let go of distractions and worries, hopes and fears. Being aware of the body and cultivating a non-conceptual space for ourselves to practice these unmistakable methods. These techniques leading us to fully develop our inner qualities. Engaging in them the sense of contentment and joy. Cultivating our intention by finding ourselves again in these most wonderful conditions, going inwards, taking the essence again, working on the mind, taking a step back from constantly looking outside of ourselves, looking for happiness outside, thinking, what can I get from this world? What is in there for me? But instead, looking into the world through the eyes of wisdom, thinking, what can I do? How can I contribute to the well-being of this world? We do so by sitting down and developing ourselves. The most meaningful thing to do. With the deep wish to truly benefit all beings. Developing ourselves to the highest level. Becoming a fully developed, fully awakened person. For the benefit of everyone. With this wish in our heart, connecting with the world around us, with living beings around us, we bring our awareness to the movement of our breathing. Bringing our focus to the area of the nostrils. The very small area just above your upper lip. With the breath in its natural rhythm, we observe the very subtle, very fine tactile sensations of the breath coming in, going out, and also in between breaths in this pause. Holding an ongoing quality of awareness with these sensations, single-pointedly, in a relaxed, calm manner. training our mind to be very precise, knowing exactly what's going on without engagement into thoughts, without aversion to thoughts, but simply staying with our main interest in the breath, at the area of the nostrils. Releasing thoughts with every outcome, sharpening your focus. And if it helps you, you can think that you are breathing in peace and breathing out thoughts. Holding the object with all your mindfulness, without drifting off into the past, without drifting off into the future, but embracing this peaceful stillness of the present moment right now, with all your awareness, widely awake, fully alive. Taking some time to readjust. finding a nice middle way between relaxation and alertness. Using your in and out breath to balance yourself. As you breathe in, you sharpen your awareness on the object. And as you breathe out, you relax more and more deeply. Making out sensations on the entrance of the nostrils is very difficult because you can simply not breathe through your nose. And it might be better to change your meditation object to the abdomen, staying single-pointedly with your object of meditation. No, we're simply there with the breath. No interpretation, intellectualization, no questions. Am I doing it right? Am I making mistakes? You know, if you're simple enough, these questions do not arise. Questions only arise on the basis of securing our ego-grasping mind. So drop that and fully be with the breath, with your object of meditation. No promise. No blame, just doing it. Remember, if you find yourself getting distracted all the time, you can again make use of counting the breath. Mentally counting one after every in-breath and letting the breath go out, having a pause and coming in again, you mentally count two. You can go up to 5 or 10 and then simply start with one again. This way, keeping your mind on track. So if you find that helpful, you can make use of that. If it's not helpful, then don't. This way the breath becomes your very special friend, showing you where the present moment lies. And if you find it helpful, you can think about the breath as following a friend through a very busy street. Not trying to be separated. Trying to follow this friend. And all the distractions and thoughts are the crowd of people. But you keep in touch with this friend, not losing sight, following him or her through. Your main interest with your breathing. If you feel it's difficult for you, you have hardships because you feel a little bit sick, having a cold. Instead of drowning yourself in self-pity, you can think that many people around you have the same problem. Refreshing yourself with thoughts of compassion. Practicing in order to free them from this suffering. Working as a substitution for that. Working to be a source of positivity. Maintaining a relaxed body and mind for 3 more minutes of silent shamatha meditation. That we conclude this meditation period with thoughts of dedication. Dedicating this positive potential to the happiness of ourselves as well as other sentient beings. And may the imprint in our mind be made that we achieve this state of shamatha, of being in full control over our mind, knowing how it works, being able to place our mind on one object. So we can use this ability to gain insight into reality without distraction. Also settle into this motivation for today, that having heard these teachings about this all-pervasive dukkha, this potential for suffering to arise in our lives, and also having heard about the cause for this dukkha, our fundamental not knowing how things exist, our habitual ignorance that we carried with us for so many lives. Now to open our mind to find out what the cessation of these causes is, how to reach a state of true cessation, overcoming these causes, by walking a path to this sensation, becoming very clear of what to do to overcome our afflictions, and walk a path to liberation, becoming free, liberating ourselves in order to be of greatest benefit to each and every single sentient being. Not even to forget about one, but every single being, everywhere.